Welcome to Spectrum, a daily public affairs presentation of WCSM. And now, here's Spectrum, the talk of Mercer and Auglaize County.
Hey, thank you so much for joining us for Spectrum. Kevin Sandler with you. Can't wait to talk about 2024 Versailles Poultry Days. That's right. It is coming up June 14th, 15th, and 16th with a theme of poultry of the Caribbean, the return of the chicken dinner. I've got Eric Stockler with us and Isabel Rollins, who is Miss Chick for this year. Thanks for coming, both of you.
Thanks for having us.
Yeah, thank you.
Hey, Eric, it's that time of year again, right? Make your plans now, right?
Make your plans. We are in the final stretch, just a few days. We kick off things Friday. Chicken sales start at 3:30.
Let's hear about, quickly, let's remind people before we go any farther, let's talk about that opening day so people know, when to be there and what time.
Sure. So pretty much, like you said, about 3:30, chicken sales start. We'll be selling chicken all 3 days of the festival. Sales 3:30 on Friday, 11:30 on Saturday, and 11 a.m. on Sunday. We have both a walk-through and a drive-through line, so you can come to the grounds, get your dinner, relax in the dining tent. There's tables all over the grounds to enjoy. The social tent starts right about the same time. The rides, everything right around 3 to 5 o'clock starts really ramping up as people are getting off work.
All right. Now, let's also talk about who you brought with you today. Isabel is this year's Miss Chick.
Miss Chick, and she only has a few more days left to reign.
I know. I'm relishing in it while I can.
Yeah, that soon there'll be a new Miss Chick. But if you would share with us, first of all, let's hear about your background. You're a graduate of Versailles, right?
I am, yep. Born and raised in Versailles.
And let's hear about, first of all, what it is that you have to do to become Miss Chick.
Well, there is first a small, more intimate interview portion with the judges, and that's really just a get-to-know-you. You fill out a survey whenever you sign up for it, and it kind of talks about why you want to run and the things you think you can do with the platform and what Poultry Days means to you. And so in that more intimate interview, they kind of go into detail and have you elaborate, and it's really just a way for them to see who you are as a person. After that, you do a pageant. There's the big old grand parade on Saturday, and most girls get fancy little cars and dressed up and ride in it, and then off to the pageant they go, and you answer some more questions for the judges with an audience this time, and then they crown the new Miss Chick there.
All right, what kind of went through your mind when they called your name?
Well, I didn't believe it. I think my mother took a video, and there's a 2 second period of time where I'm just blank. I don't move. I'm just sitting there. And then I realized that it was my name, and I'm like, oh. Yeah. And, and then
I
of
know
course,
her.
Yeah, it's of course you realize it's you, and then you get all swept up in the fun and the glory and the love of it all, and that's all I can write about that.
And so for this past year as Miss Chick, what are some of the things you've gotten to do?
Yeah, well, we get to go to neighboring towns and communities and festivals and represent Versailles and ride in their grand parades and see their royalty and meet their royalty. You get to be kind of a representing face for Versailles and Poultry Days, which is such an honor. You get to, kind of join into a sisterhood of the past Miss Chicks and become a part of that. You get to learn the ins and outs of Poultry Days, the things you don't normally get to see. And now the portion that I've kind of been helping in the past few weeks is the promoting of the festival coming up now, the 2024 festival.
All right. Now, growing up, I'm sure you have a lot of memories of Poultry Days,
yes,
right?
Yes, I do. So many. My first memory is of my father. He was in a band, and they played a lot for Poultry Days. He was one of the artists that would come in. So my very first memory is watching him play, which is so special to me. Yeah.
I was going to say, music, big part of Poultry Days.
Big part of my life and a big part of Poultry Days, which has made it so fun to be meshed in like this.
All right, and also, obviously, growing up, eating the chicken dinners, right? How many would you typically have on a weekend?
Oh, when I was younger, I could have a lot more than I can have now. I think there would be days that it would be every meal was a chicken dinner. Now I can probably get three in,
That's not bad.
Yeah, I'm working on it. I'm hoping I can get up to four this year. But we do, the Miss Chicks do a chicken eating contest. And my first time was last year, and I failed horribly. So hopefully I can redeem myself this year and make it four or five. So we'll see.
All right. Maybe call Joey Chestnut. You know, he eats all those hot dogs. He might have some chicken ideas.
Yeah, I'll ask
you.
Him for some tips.
You might. You never know, right? and now for you also, let's talk about what's next. You're attending Wright State. You major in drama, I understand.
Yes, yeah. I'm a BFA in acting. So I'm long-term. I'm just hoping to teach and kind of bring back all my knowledge and experiences back to the community that I love so much. But it's been a whirlwind so far and so much fun, and I'm loving every part of it.
As I imagine, growing up, you probably did a lot of theater?
Yes, yeah. My whole entire family is very in the music world, and so the minute I could walk, I was dancing, and then the minute I was kind of okay at that, they put me on stage. So it's been just a part of my life for forever.
Did they let you learn to walk first, or did they go, get on that stage?
They kind of just went right for the music, you know? Like, reading music before words. That was their motto.
That worked,
yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Now, do you play any instruments? Do you sing?
I do, yeah. I sing, I dance, I play piano, a little bit of guitar, some band instruments, but I'm a little rusty, and a little bit of percussion.
That's all right. You know, you keep up with that. You know, it could be like a hobby. No matter what you do for a living, you're allowed to have hobbies.
So. Exactly.
Sounds like fun.
Yeah.
All right. Eric, we're going to take a break. We're going to come back, and we're going to run down this year's Poultry Days, you know, the schedule of events, and talk about all the things that, you know, go on to put it on. And, of course, Eric always has these mind-blowing statistics, you know, of how many meals are served and how they do it as we continue on Spectrum.
Paid for by Wesley Financial Group.
Are you a victim of the timeshare trap and think there's no way out? I'm Chuck McDowell, founder of Wesley Financial Group, the original timeshare cancellation expert. And I'm here to tell you that there is a way out. All you need to do is give my office a call. I will send you a timeshare exit information kit absolutely free, explaining how the timeshare industry works and your options for cancellation.
Call Wesley now for your free info kit. 800-761-0000. 800-761-0000.
Progressive presents good news, bad news, dumb news, then great news. Good news. Your coworker Kyle said bundling home and auto insurance with Progressive could save you money. Bad news. While saying this, Kyle was eating your clearly labeled lunch. Dumb news. Pizza near work costs $7 a slice, and it tastes like drywall covered in ketchup. Great news. You decide to see if you could save money bundling at Progressive.com and enjoy more lunches far away from Kyle. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and other insurers not available in all states.
Because you want to hear bacon and eggs on your outdoor griddle, not the scraping of rust. Introducing the Weber Slate Rust Resistant Griddle. Stays ready, not rusty, with a carbon steel cooktop pre-seasoned and ready to cook on right out of the box. The Weber Slate heats evenly edge to edge up to 500 degrees. All you'll hear is the gasp of amazement from friends and family when you serve the food. Cooking with the Weber Slate Rust Resistant Griddle just sounds delicious and tastes even better.
Attention talcum powder users. Have you had ovarian or gynecological cancer? A proposed $8 billion plan will pay those who believe they got sick from using talc products like Johnson's Baby Powder and Shower to Shower. Johnson & Johnson maintains its products are safe. You have until July 26, 2024 to vote to accept or reject the plan. For more information, visit officialtalcclaims.com or call 888-431-4056. Paid for by LLT Management, LLC.
Well, we're back on Spectrum, and we're talking with Eric Sockler, and he's with Versailles Poultry Days. He's done their publicity for a lot of years now, right?
A lot of years. I think 11, 12 years on publicity now.
And you know, much like Isabel, you grew up on Poultry Days, right?
I grew up. I am a Poultry Days baby, born during the festival weekend, and loved it ever since.
Cool. So you got a birthday coming up.
I've got a birthday coming up. Yes, I do.
Now, how cool is that?
Right? It is. Sometimes they're, you know, it's not going to fall exactly on the festival this year, but, you know, some years there's a parade on my birthday.
That's even better. We should get you a chicken, put a candle in there, you know, for your birthday. All right, let's kind of go through and you know, and talk about some things. We did talk about, you know, Friday, get there at 3 o'clock, and there'll be so much going on, everything from a 5K to vendors. The Demange Brothers are coming. Mm-hmm. you know, Isabel's going to be in the dining tent, I understand. Yep. Big night.
Yeah, we've got, this is the 50th year for the social tent. It was established in 1974. The Poultry Days had a lot of big changes in the early 70s, that really are why we're here today. And the social tent was one of them. We missed COVID. We missed 1 year of the poultry, of the social tent, but this is the 50th year, of shutting down the highway, putting up the largest tent that goes up in Dark County every year. And very excited. We're going to have 9 acts in the social tent, live entertainment all weekend. Some of our headliners, Zach Attack on Friday, Saul Crush on Saturday, Hammer Jockeys on Sunday. We also have 8 Ball, Green Sands, 9 artists over the weekend. But this year we're doing something a little different, a little special. We're adding 8 more performers in our dining tent area. And those performers are going to be high school and college age performers. We really want to open up the festival to encouraging young performers, give them that opportunity. And that is going to include our own Isabel Rollins performing one of the days.
All right. Awesome. And then, you know, when we get to Saturday and talking about some of the things that will happen there, I know you also enjoy, you know, reminding people, too, of just how many dinners are prepared, when you start, how you get them brought in, you know?
Yep. We last year, we sold 37,000 chicken dinners. And, you know, pause a second and think about, do you know any barbecues larger than that? We don't. We really think Versailles, if isn't the world's largest chicken barbecue, it is the largest in the United States. So 37,000 were sold last year. This year we've ordered 39,000. That's 2 semi-loads of chicken. That should be arriving in town within 48 hours. And we will have probably about 11 machines come in. Each machine cooks between 200 and 240 halves every couple hours. And we need that kind of capacity. We feed a lot of people.
That's really cool. So you get a half chicken, right? And what comes all with
that?
Yep,
we get a half chicken, roll, butter, applesauce, chips, and a drink, all for $11. Really happy this year. No increase on chicken prices, ride prices, or social tent prices.
Very nice. Very nice. And this is very much a 3-day festival. I know you want people to come out and have a good time Friday and Saturday, but don't be forgetting about Sunday either. Right?
Also, there's a lot of fun on Sunday. We've added a number of events, but some of our staples, the free kitty tractor pull on Sunday. We also have the free chicken eating contest, which, as Isabel mentioned, the first match of the day will be Miss Chicks and prior Miss Chicks up there competing. Those are on Sunday. So there's a lot going on, entertainment all weekend. Saturday, we have the 5K, the Grand Parade at 11 a.m. Oh, Sunday, I forgot. Car show. We have a car show on Sunday. We've made some changes. We've kind of just recognized there's a lot of fun vehicles out there. We've lifted the age restrictions to enter the event. So Jeeps, lifted trucks, motorcycles, rat rods, you name it, it's eligible to come.
Outstanding. You know, so also some other things you have too, you know, because obviously she's a Dark County legend. You got an Annie Oakley pop gun tent, that's from 12 to 4.
Yeah. Sunday. Yeah. We've added a number of new things that I mentioned. Annie Oakley's going to be there strolling the grounds. They've got the pop gun, tent, game. We're also going to have Dark County Parks. They've got a number of birds of prey. So they're going to be putting on demonstrations and presentations about those birds, throughout the weekend. We have a free, pitch, hit, and, run contest on Saturday. No need to pre-register for that. It starts at 2 p.m. You can, register the day of the event, and then you can be eligible to appear at a major league, game if you come out and go through that competition. It seemed like there's some more things I'm missing. Oh, the family fun zone. So we've kind of recognized we're going to have all the games and rides that you would think of at a festival, but we want to create something a little different for the younger kids. So we have a free family fun zone. It's going to have a number of activities for that age bracket. Just again, trying to make it a family friendly and budget friendly festival.
That's true. And if people are interested, between 2 and it looks like 4, right, on Saturday is when they will crown the new Miss Chick.
Yes, they will.
All right. Now, do you get to do that or be a part of it?
I do. I get to kind of just help be a known face to the girls who are competing. I get to be a part of it. And then I get to sit in and watch the pageant happen. And then once they name the new Miss Chick, I get to give her her crown and sash.
Just like somebody did for you.
Yeah, right? I get to pass it on. I'm really excited.
I bet so, because you've enjoyed it. But, you know, it's time, isn't it? And understandable. And then, you know, some of the other things, you know, that they will have that people can get into. It's like, Eric, there's a little something for everybody. You just bring your kids. I mean, there are family fun zones. There's things that they can do, you know, so obviously it's for everybody.
Yeah, there's an art and photography show, the Cake and Egg exhibit. The Cake and Egg exhibit is being sponsored by a new group, Beans Bakery out of Greenville's leading that. That's one of the events that actually is 73 years old this year. Miss Chick, the Cake and Egg exhibit, and the barbecue are 73 years old. The return of the pit potato. We talk about the return of the chicken dinner, the return of the pit potato. So a pit potato is a small spring potato that's cooked in the same flavoring as the chicken. We offered it one time, about 12 years ago as a fundraiser. And for whatever reason, that fundraiser passed. It didn't continue. The Vapa Club is bringing that back this year. So in addition to their fresh squeezed lemonade, they're going to be doing pit potatoes all weekend.
Outstanding. You had me at potatoes.
Yeah.
No, because that goes so well with.
Yeah, they are tasty. I had some last week and can't wait.
And some other things too that you know, coming up, and we did, you know, allude to the chicken eating contest, right? Takes place Sunday. What are the rules for that? Is it one of those things you can't use your hands?
Or? No, they can use their hands, okay. And it is for time and not volume. So what it is, we have two age brackets, under 21 and over 21. And, then it's a chicken dinner. So it is the roll, the butter, the applesauce, the chips and the drink. And then we do replace the chicken half with drumsticks, and do it that way. So it's for time. I can't remember quite the thing, but I think it's under 2 minutes for the record.
Outstanding.
Yeah, it's fun. It's fun to watch.
I was going
to
say, if you get in that contest, it's not like you really lose anyways.
No, it's a free chicken dinner, right?
Yeah, free chicken dinner.
Totally.
You always win if you're in that. You know, another thing, too, where we get into some of the live music that people hear throughout the weekend, Eric, because, well, you know, what's a festival without that live music? You got to have that, right?
There'll be live music. We've got a total of 3 stages on the grounds. Two of them should be going at about every time. So ran through some of the bands previously, but Zack Attack on Friday night, coming from, I believe, the Cincinnati area. Saul Crush, which has some local ties. It's a combination of Saul Creek and Nashville Crush. Those members have come together. And then Sunday, the Hammer Jockeys. So some different styles in there. We got some rocks. We got some older rock. We've got country. So it's a good time.
I like the names of some of these bands.
They're fun, aren't they?
They are definitely a lot of fun. All right. And, Eric, you know, so people know, I mean, obviously, you know, free admission, you know, and we'll talk about where people can find Poultry Days or how to get there. It's very easy for me to say, well, you go to Versailles. But on the other hand, if you get anywhere near the town, I mean, there's going to be signs.
You are going to find it. It's located right near our high school off of Highway 185. We shut down the street. So pretty much when you come into town, you're going to see it. Parking is on side streets and in lots around the area, but it's a very walkable community. So you'll be able to park close.
All right. And, you know, as far as when you get ready, you know, for an event, you know, like this, I imagine this is an all year round thing to put on something this large, right?
It is. We have a exceptional board. Just to say, we have got a 23 member board. And within that, there are 6 chairmen. And when you become a chairman, you make a 6-year pledge to be on the festival and you rotate through different jobs. And in your 5th year, you are the chairman. So at that point, you normally have 6, 7, 8 years on the festival experience. And then we also have our farm team. We have 7 more committee members that are aspiring board members. So there's over 30 people. We meet every month. We have a 54-page task list to keep track of everything. But, you know, as I sit here, I'm writing down thoughts for next year because we're already planning for 2025.
Yeah, imagine you have to get ready to book certain acts, just to make sure that you get, you mentioned all like the semi-loads of chicken. Where's chicken come from?
Typically, it's been coming out of Virginia or, I believe, Georgia. You know, we have so much poultry in the area, but we have a lot of layers and we have a lot of turkeys, but we don't have the normal chicken that we're going to eat at the festival. Our chicken is always within a certain size. I believe it is 17 to 19 ounces, so it's a large chicken half. It is never frozen, so we're very particular about what chicken comes in.
And, obviously the purpose of Poultry Days, we always enjoy reminding people of this, too. It's a celebration of the local industry.
It is. It started in 1952, June 5th, 1952, and it started a little bit as a trade show, bringing people in, talking about incubators and the best way to raise birds. There was a lot of innovation in this part of the world, Dark Mercer County, and it started off that way, and it's kind of grown. It's definitely a community celebration. It's a point of pride, and it's kind of like that opportunity you have when you invite your friends over. So we're inviting our friends to our community. We want to be good, hospitable, good, I can't get it out, but want to welcome everybody to our community and have a great weekend.
And also, we could talk a long time about all you can do with chicken. It certainly works for all three meals in a day.
It does. It does. We can do 3 miles. I think Little Miss, who is about, tiny little girl, she can do 3 a day.
Yeah, but you can do everything. You can do half chickens. You can do chicken patties. You can do chicken wings, which is my favorite. Mm-hmm. And how many different sauces. I mean, chicken rocks.
Right? Chicken rocks. And if you look back over the history, they've done, I think back in the 60s, they were doing turkey burgers. They didn't always serve chicken all 3 days of the festival. They did turkey burgers. They used to have the egg smorgasbord on Fridays. So we've kind of settled on barbecue chicken is what we're going to do. But there was a lot of innovation over the years.
There is something also about chicken cooked out, cook it on the grill and what have you, a good chicken barbecue.
Yeah, and this is a different type of chicken. So when you think of chicken barbecue, you think maybe of a dry rub or of that tomato-based sauce that we have around here. But this chicken is actually a secret sauce, but it is cooked in a way that it goes over the charcoal and into the marinade over and over slowly. It doesn't get dried out. It doesn't get burnt. Pretty much just falls off the bone.
This guy's making me hungry.
I know. Right? And then whenever you smell it, it's,
the best advertising.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
You hope for a windy day, right?
It is. But we said actually the best way we could advertise this is maybe a little Poultry Days chicken air fresheners. Right there.
I'm thinking of candles.
Candles would work. Candles would work.
Yes. All right. Listen, I want to thank both of you and wish you the best weather. It looks good.
It looks great. It looks great. So what you want to do to plan your trip, go to VersalesPoultryDays.com. You'll see the full festival schedule. There's event information. Also follow us on Facebook, particularly on the chicken sales. We can sell out early. We can't really always predict the demand that's going to come. So each day we'll start posting as we get close. 5-6 o'clock normally start posting how things are looking.
Excellent. Thank you both of you.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.